So you, if you have the estate office on the left, and you continue up on the road, the last building on the left was a barn, which they were refurbishing. Behind the barn was the cottage, this cottage that looked onto where the Pritchards were. And in the back was a copper where he used to cook the pig. Pig food. And also, which I don't know is still there, there was a large slate curing table. And he used to cure the ham and the bacon on that. I used to help him. He used to use, I can remember, pepper, salt, and saltpeter. And he used to religiously rub this into the joints, turn them over on this slate table. The slate table was only about a foot high. Because it was cold. And of course, it's this, this is how he cured the bacon and the ham. And I was just sent out of the house when the butcher came along and slaughtered the pig. And of course, everything was used. We had, have you heard of scratchings? We used to have scratchings, and of course the fat was rendered. But the pig, I can remember Auntie making brawn from the head. And I can remember going up to the park, walking up the park with Auntie, and there were, there was a, I'm sure there used to be a hedge up towards the, where the park lodge was. And there was a lot of, there's quite a few pheasants' nests in there. In the hedge. So there must have been pheasants there somewhere. And I used to, my uncle used to borrow a pair of ferrets from a friend, I don't know, and nets. And for Sunday lunch, we used to go ferreting. In the morning and bring, usually bring a rabbit back, which was baked. By my aunt, and in a an old cast iron range where you fed the coal in one side, the other's the other side, and the kettle was on the top. And of course, we had a paraffin lamp for lighting. I mean, a big paraffin lamp for lighting. And I used to have my Friday night bath religiously in front of the fire in an old tin bath that hung up out in the outhouse. They were very happy times because it was totally different to going back to London. Because everybody knew everybody else. They used to call me by my first name, and they say, always used to stop and say, what are you doing today, Roger? You know, how's, you know, this, that and the other. No, it was very happy times. And Auntie was, she wasn't strict, but she would, she let me have my freedom, but, you know, there were rules. Being an ex-school mistress, there were rules. And of course, I had three sons. And when Auntie moved and retired, she moved next to my mother, which was down in Surrey. And we used to leave, we used to take my sons down and have Sunday lunch with supper with Auntie. And of course, we all sat round the table, the three of them, and myself and my wife. And if they, one of them spoke out of turn or put a hand to grab a piece of bread from the basket beforehand, down came a carving knife, the flat side, and said, just you wait for the others. No, she was lovely. She really, I really, really miss her.